The Trinidad Rancheria suffered a setback Wednesday. At a meeting in San Diego, the California Coastal Commission ruled that the tribe's proposed hotel does not comply with state coastal environmental laws. KMUD's Eric Black reports.
Garth Sumberg chairs the Trinidad Rancheria.
This hotel project will provide much needed revenue that can be used for tribal members and their general welfare. Funding for education, social services, law enforcement, homelessness, drug addiction, unemployment.
The five-story, 65-foot-high, 100-room hotel would be located next to Sherry Heights Casino, roughly a mile south of Trinidad off Scenic Drive. The Coastal Commission's senior environmental analyst John Weber argued the proposal was visually incompatible with the character of the Trinidad area.
The existing character of the community is predominantly single and two-story structures. The closest building of similar design and height is in downtown Eureka. The proposed hotel would be over 30 feet higher than any existing building or any other structure that could be built in this area.
That 30-foot discrepancy factors in height restrictions on adjacent county lands. But the tribe is a sovereign nation. It argued requiring the hotel to comply with local building regulations would violate the tribe's right to self-determination. Commissioners apparently agreed. They barely mentioned neighborhood compatibility. Instead, they focused on John Weber's analysis of the hotel's water supply.
The Rancheria has stated that its preference is to provide water supplied by the city of Trinidad.
The city already delivers roughly 2,500 gallons per day of treated water from Lufenholz Creek to the casino. At full capacity, the hotel will need an additional roughly 14,000 gallons per day.
However, there is no agreement yet with the city to provide water for the proposed hotel.
We feel that we already have that agreement.
David Tyson is CEO of the Rancheria's Economic Development Corporation. He says over the last 30 years, the tribe contributed nearly $850,000 to the city's water main, tank, and treatment plant. Meanwhile,
the city approved a 3-inch water service to the Rancheria. The time to have limited the water amount would have been at that time when that service was provided.
The city disagrees. David Hankin represents the Humboldt Alliance for Responsible Planning, or HARP. The group opposes the 5-story version of the hotel. Hankin quoted the city's letter to the commission.
The city needs to complete more studies before we can commit to additional water service.
The city could theoretically treat an additional 48,000 gallons per day, according to a study completed last month. But the city cautions that firefighting demand and treatment plant staffing, among other factors, could reduce that number. Hankin noted businesses along Patrick's Point Drive desire city hookups, and the North Coast Journal reports a new state law permitting secondary units on most parcels could increase Trinidad's population.
So there's a demand study that needs to be completed, and it's in progress, but it's been in progress for months and months. It's supposed to be out in January. It's not out yet.
Also in January, Steve Madrone began representing the city and the Rancheria on the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors. He wrote his master's thesis on Lufenholz Creek.
The city records show that in the drought years of 1976 and 77, as well as in the end of the 2017-18 water year, there was just enough water in Lufenholz Creek to supply existing water users in the town, along with other water right holders downstream and required bypass flows for fish and aquatic species. So we already know that we're pretty well over allocated and really don't have a lot more water.
Questions about creek flows, the treatment plant's capacity, and demand for city water could be answered soon, according to Coastal Commission Deputy Director Allison Dermer.
The city has told us that they would fast track and work with us on this. They understand that this Eureka August meeting is a critical time.
The Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs previously rejected the commission's request to postpone Wednesday's hearing until that August meeting, saying a delay would jeopardize BIA's hotel loan guarantee to the tribe. Commissioner Mary Loeveno asked BIA to reconsider.
In addition to allowing community members from that area to participate, it would also, I think, buy us a little bit of time, and maybe these water issues could be worked out.
The BIA representative at the meeting did not have the authority to grant the delay. meaning if the commission did not act, a federal deadline would pass, and by federal law, the commission would have tacitly agreed with BIA's ruling that the hotel complies with the state Coastal Act. Instead, the commission voted 6-3 that the hotel is inconsistent with that law because of the lack of water supply. The commission's federal consistency manager, Mark Delaplane, said the disagreement between BIA and the commission could be resolved through
non-binding mediation that both sides would have to agree to enter into. And the other possibility is a matter could go to litigation and the courts could determine whether an activity is consistent or not.
Alternatively, commissioners urged BIA and the Rancheria to resubmit the project application. It would not be subject to the deadline. In a best-case scenario, Trinidad completes its water analysis in the next 2 months, and Humboldt residents and commissioners will have the information they need to evaluate the resubmitted project when the commission meets August 7th through 9th in Eureka. Eric Black, KMUD News.